Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about the myth of antibiotics. And what is meant by, you know, the myth of antibiotics?
Well, antibiotics, as they've done with surveys with people, with doctors, professionals, there is this myth that antibiotics kind of solve all your problems. You know, it's, I went to the doctor, and the first thing people say is, well, did you get an antibiotic?
Yes.
As if all your problems are going to be solved with an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been this myth of antibiotics, and actually understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had these diseases that were, you know, if you actually caught them, it was pretty much a death sentence. And antibiotics came about, you know, in wide use about 1945, and there was just this great relief because so many different types of real serious types of illnesses were taken care of that antibiotics began to have this mythology about them that if we could just get the right antibiotic, then, you know, we can solve almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not the case. So it's more of a mythology than it is factual. So trying to break this myth of antibiotics as a cure-all,
mm-hmm,
and an overall panacea for our problems is something that is being worked on right now. It is seen as a problem both with the public and with doctors. And so, you know, trying to get that information out there is one of the things that we want to break the myth of antibiotics.
So why are we doing this topic now on the radio show, this topic of antibiotics?
Well, we got, you know, one of the things is we get a lot of feedback from our radio program, and we were getting it both from our patients, public, and also we have quite a few other doctors who actually listen to our show. And one of the most common types of things that that is prescribed for, you know, with antibiotics is the ear infections, which, mm-hmm, we were talking about, and you know, talking about some of the alternatives, and there's this, again, a myth that the answer to an ear infection is antibiotics. So we were getting some questions about that, some feedback. So and we had several patients who, you know, we're talking about whether they needed an antibiotic. There's a lot of infections going on. So it just seemed like a timely type of a subject and something that we could answer on the radio.
Well, does the Prather practice prescribe antibiotics?
A very good question, and actually we do. One of the things is that there are very specific guidelines for prescribing antibiotics, and there's quite a few different types of guidelines out there. There's one put up by the Center of Disease Control, John Hopkins, Mayo, a lot of the different types of good research facilities have requirements for antibiotic prescriptions. And I am not the expert on the antibiotics because I'm obviously a chiropractor. I do a lot of nutritional type of work, but pharmaceuticals, of course, I do not prescribe. But we do have a medical director and a nurse practitioner on staff, and they follow, they have actually a guideline that they follow on antibiotic prescriptions.
Mm.
So we do prescribe antibiotics. Again, one of the things that I really like to clarify on people is that we are not, you know, even though we are a structure function office, we are not anti-pharmaceutical by in the least, and especially not antibiotics. As a matter of fact, one of the things I look at antibiotics is antibiotics are a resource, a precious resource that we are quickly destroying.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are over-prescribing. So, you know, it is something that, you know, we need to follow. We need to follow the guidelines for antibiotics.
So you feel that antibiotics are being overprescribed right now?
I do, but nobody really cares what I think.
I do.
Well, I thank you for that. It's actually the Center of Disease Control has said that antibiotics are being overprescribed. John Hopkins, I mean, all the major research facilities are absolutely saying that antibiotics are being overprescribed.
Don't you talk about, you know, how the gentleman that created the antibiotics?
Yes.
Right? His, he would actually be appalled at their overuse.
Absolutely. Correct? Absolutely. The really good researchers who are very aware of how things work and the creative people and the ones who really are the drivers and shakers in healthcare and in medicine and in antibiotics realize that it is something that if you overutilize antibiotics or use them wrong, then you actually destroy them as one of the weapons in our arsenal. So it's very important that we look at antibiotics and see, you know, what are the dangers, what are the pitfalls, you know, what are the problems that are associated with that, because there are definitely issues that can occur with overprescription of antibiotics where we're destroying the health of the individual and of our society. Also, if we overuse antibiotics, we're not going to have those antibiotics anymore because the bacteria will be resistant, and it's occurring very quickly.
So how are we overprescribing antibiotics? You know, you had mentioned, you know, people go to the doctor and they want an antibiotic.
Sure.
For anything.
Sure.
Am I right there?
Yeah, they did a lot of research on antibiotic prescriptions and actually checked to see if there was, you know, consistency, if what was going on. And they found that the busier the doctor is, the more insistent that the patients are, the more likely they are to get an antibiotic. So a lot of it actually comes from the patients, where the doctor is, you know, 6 minutes to deal with the patient, and the patient's demanding an antibiotic, and to be able to sit down and explain, hey, this may not be the best course for you, this could actually cause a problem, takes time. Whereas just writing a prescription for the antibiotic and then sending them on their way because they're happy now is a whole lot easier. So there is an awful lot of issues, even when the physician knows that the antibiotic probably is not the best thing for the patient at this point, or for the infection. They oftentimes still write the prescription. Matter of fact, there were 258 million courses of antibiotic prescribed in 2010, out of 309 million people.
That again?
There was 258 million courses of antibiotics for 309 million people that was prescribed. That's 833 antibiotics for every 1,000 people.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Wow.
Yes. And the the Center of Disease Control says, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. There is not, you know, they know how many people actually get infections that should get an antibiotic. And this is just way out of line. In other words,
883 people don't have infections out of 1,000.
That should get
Let's
an antibiotic. that should get an antibiotic. You know, that is ridiculous. And it's, unfortunately, it's becoming more common. In other words, it's not dropping as it should with, you know, the ability to do the diagnostics, to do the checking. We should be reducing it. Matter of fact, the Center of Disease Control has a Get Smart Week, where it's just a week that they are dedicating, because they consider this such an important type of problem, that they're dedicating sort of an antibiotic week to try to educate the public and facilities and doctors and even farmers to the proper use of antibiotics, because we are fast destroying our ability to have antibiotics that are actually effective. And this is going to be a crisis that will need to be dealt with.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the myth of antibiotics.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about the myth of antibiotics. And Dr. Prather, I mean, this sounds like a serious matter. If not, it's a serious matter now. It will be.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is actually considered a serious matter now.
And we're talking about overuse of antibiotics.
Right. And it is considered, I mean, the Center of Disease Control has called it a crisis. Now, can the crisis get worse? Yes. But we are in a crisis, and we are not making the progress. The goal of the Center of Disease Control was to reduce antibiotics by a third.
That's their goal.
That's their stated goal that they want to do that. It should be more than that, But that was sort of a minimum type of a reduction that they see that would be a reasonable type of a goal to try to accomplish.
So they're trying to do this through this Get Smart Week and educating the public?
Yes, they've got quite a few different types of brochures that they want doctors to hand to patients. So, you know, in other words, they're trying to make it easier for doctors to say no to a patient when they ask for an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So they've come up with quite a few different types of excellent brochures that the doctor can just pick up, hand the patient, and said, you know, I want you to read this first, and then, you know, and then we can talk to you further about possibly getting an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't feel that this would be the best, and this is something that you can read on why. That way the doctor doesn't have to go through and sit down and explain the whole thing, because the time crunch was one of the things that they found was probably the biggest issue for doctors on being able to keep patients from demanding antibiotics when they shouldn't be getting them.
So are there different prescribing patterns?
Yes.
You know, in doctors?
Yes. They found that older doctors give out about 2 to 3 times more antibiotics than younger doctors who are just out of medical school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's an older doctor?
Sort of like me, but I don't actually give out the antibiotics. So, and it's just a difference in as they're going through medical school now. In other words, in medical school, they're debunking the myth of antibiotics. In other words, that is something that they put into the curriculum, whereas before, the doctors were said, well, you know, the answer is an antibiotic. Now they're educating the medical doctors you know, that is not something that should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they found that the more patients that the doctor actually sees, the more likely they are to hand an antibiotic out. That's another different type of thing. Socioeconomic, they find that the poorer that the patient is, the more likely they are to hand them an antibiotic, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are a lot of different types of prescribing patterns. In other words, not all doctors are equal. In other words, people think, well, you know, if I go to my doctor and I have an issue, no matter which doctor I go to, I'll get the same, you know, answer and prescription and diagnosis. And unfortunately, there couldn't be anything further from the truth. In other words, they took the same patients and took them to 10 different doctors. And none of them agreed on, at that time, which one should have an antibiotic.
Wow.
You know,
mm-hmm.
or the percentage. One doctor only prescribed 10% of the patients that came in needed an antibiotic, where the other doctor gave like 90%.
Okay, interesting.
And they were different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there can be a lot of difference. So having guidelines on that is really important. Now, of course, those guidelines, you know, are at times being, you know, changed, but there are very specific guidelines on when you should be giving antibiotics.
And isn't it really important to diagnose what is going on?
Absolutely. We always do a CBC with a differential to find out.
That's a blood test, right?
That's a blood test. You know, in other words, we want to make sure, first off, that it's a bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to have the definite criteria that go along with that. We need to have an idea of what their immune system is. Do they have any kidney or liver issues? Because that affects, you know, which ones we do. Do we need to do a culture, find out exactly which bacterial that we're dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are very specific antibiotics for different bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding broad-based antibiotics because, you know, it just kind of wipes out everything.
Mm.
So, you know, making sure that the antibiotic is actually effective.
Right. One, finding out what exactly is going on.
Yes.
You know, oh, you're congested. Here's an antibiotic. You know, oh,
right.
You know, you feel awful. Here's an antibiotic.
I had a patient come in recently. You know, we were talking about ear infections before. And doctor had prescribed antibiotic for this particular child. And it was basically a teething issue. You know, the ears had swollen up, there wasn't even a viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
It was just congestion from teething, you know, because there's a lot of inflammation. And that should be treated completely different. So there are very specific types of things to give a child for teething to reduce the inflammation and the earache that's developed from that.
Mm-hmm.
We gave those, and because they'd already taken them to an MD, had given them a prescription for an antibiotic, they had not filled that. And the next day, it was, you know, everything was gone.
Yeah.
Whereas if they had used the antibiotic, that would have started, they find that children who shouldn't be on an antibiotic, who get an antibiotic, have 3 to 6 times more likely to get actual bacterial infections.
Mm.
So giving an antibiotic at the wrong time can actually weaken the immune system and really lead to the problem that you're trying to avoid.
Now, what about the problem we have here in North America, that quick fix?
Oh, yes.
I just, you know, my girlfriend wasn't feeling well, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I said, if there's anything we can do to help you, well, I'm just going to go and go to the med check, get an antibiotic.
Right,
yeah.
That's a panacea.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to feel better on an antibiotic.
Yeah.
You know, that's the myth of the antibiotic. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. Okay. So what problems could it cause if it is not either the right antibiotic or...
Sure.
Because there is a time and a place for antibiotics. You're not saying that.
Oh, I couldn't agree
yes.
more. Matter of fact, you know, it's not that I don't respect antibiotics. It's because I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank God that we still have antibiotics. And hopefully our next generation has antibiotics, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, couldn't be further from the truth. And at the proper time, we definitely prescribe antibiotics because I don't, but my nurse practitioner and MD do,
mm-hmm.
Because they're necessary. So, you know, there are alternatives.
Yes, let's talk about that. You know, what are the alternatives to antibiotics?
And that's one of the things that also I feel is one of the major problems for doctors, is they don't have any alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the problem within our healthcare system right now, is that there are not the alternatives that there should be.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many alternatives. There's homeopathy, which is absolutely amazing. There are herbal medicines that can be very safe and extremely effective. There's vitamins and minerals that can be given that can have a huge effect on the pattern of an infection. Chiropractic, acupuncture. We have diathermy, electrical stimulation. We have massage. In other words, there are literally tons of alternatives to be used that if it is not a bacterial infection that requires an antibiotic, are extremely, extremely effective.
Well, let's talk about those. What is homeopathy and how does it work?
Homeopathy has been around for many hundreds of years and became very famous because it stopped a cholera infection that was going to wipe out Napoleon's army.
Mm.
And homeopathy was extremely effective. And interestingly enough, even nowadays, South America, Indonesia had some, both of those had some cholera outbreaks recently. And homeopathy was the thing that actually worked better even than antibiotics. So homeopathy is the law of similars is what they call that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is sort of like an allergy shot. Matter of fact, they got the ideas for allergy shots from the homeopathy. And that was where that originated from, which is a little side note. But you give a very, very small dosage of almost a vibrational level of the particular bacterial infection,
mm-hmm.
and the body, the immune system is actually stimulated to fight the infection. Just like an allergy shot desensitizes the body to different types of grasses or whatever type of allergies, you can also desensitize or sensitize the immune system to certain types of infections and stimulate the body to attack them. We've had many cases in our office where people did actually have even bacterial infections that unfortunately were no longer responsive to antibiotics. And we were able to give a homeopathic tincture to the patient and clear it out in a very short amount of time.
Interesting.
So homeopathy, and then there are also different types of homeopathics that help with different types of symptoms. Belladonna is fantastic for fever, earaches, aconite, belladonna, chamomile. In other words, you can also get a lot of the symptomatology down quicker, let me repeat that, faster with homeopathy than you can even with an antibiotic. So you can get, you know, people are complaining like your friend of these different types of symptoms. Now, one didn't know whether she had a bacterial infection or not, but
no time to find that out.
And that's the nice thing is that we can give them time because we can give them homeopathics that will change the symptomatology so that they can continue to function. And they happen immediately, which is even really better. Quicker than antibiotic, and then we can actually find out, then we have the time to find out, is an antibiotic actually appropriate for this patient?
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about more alternatives to antibiotics.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
People say there's pressure to be thin. I think there's pressure to eat. I went to this Texas Roadhouse Saloon thing, and they give all the big steaks manly names, you know, to play on your manhood. They're like, try the wild steer for the manly appetite, for the man that can go all night long. You'll be going all night, but not the way they're implying, I think. And then the smaller steaks have more feminine names, like the Queen's Cut. And that's still like 12 ounces. I'm like, do you have anything smaller than the Queen's Cut? Waiter's like, yeah, maybe you'd like the Mama's Boy. I'm like, just bring me the Richard Simmons. And a side of painful gym class memories.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
Through the end of February, the Prather Practice will be offering 20% discount on all DTS weight loss programs. The time is now. Call for your free consult at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
I was feeling.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking about the myth of antibiotics, and we were talking about alternatives to antibiotics. Dr. Prather, you talked about homeopathy and how that works. How effective are herbal medicines?
Very, very helpful. I know when the whole SARS epidemic in China actually occurred, there was a lot. They had, you know, the best pharmaceuticals, everything like that, but they found that the herbals really were the most effective by Shanghai Medical University. And there are literally thousands of herbals out there that we have available. As a matter of fact, we have electrodermal screening, and we have over 1,000 herbals that could be used to help to boost the immune system, which we can actually check and see which ones work the best. We have some of our favorites out there. A couple of them, really, you should just have on your shelf on a regular basis. And one of my favorites is elderberry.
Elderberry, yeah.
Is absolutely wonderful for boosting the immune system. It has been around forever. Extremely safe. And again, there are definite herbals that, you know, you have to be more careful with. Some of them are actually at a pharmaceutical grade. Mm-hmm. But some of them are just very, very gentle, very excellent type of results, and can be used quite liberally by parents with children.
Right.
You know, an elderberry mm-hmm. is probably one of my favorites. Garlic is absolutely fantastic for keeping the immune system boosted.
Great for the breath.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, but there, echinacea is great for keeping the lymphatic system moving. Mm-hmm. And understanding what each of them are for and how they can be utilized. Uversi is also one of my favorites that I use medicinally, but that should be really run by a doctor mm-hmm. who prescribed. But, I mean, there's just tons of herbals that are extremely responsive and gives us a whole wide variety of different types of ability to deal in a much gentler way with people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we're looking at a combination of homeopathy, herbals just gives us a whole huge arsenal that we can utilize.
And you're talking about things that boost the immune system.
Right. They boost the immune system. Some of them actually have direct antibiotic effects mm-hmm. and antiviral. Oregano oil is one of is actually the strongest antifungal. It's actually even stronger than the pharmaceutical fungals, mm-hmm. antifungals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, there's a whole variety of different types of products that can be used.
And then you smell like a pizza.
Right.
That can be good.
So, I mean, you know, looking at some alternatives to the antibiotics, there is actually a plethora that are beyond, you know, both herbal and homeopathic. There's 3,000 homeopathics.
Wow. And that's what's nice about what we do is after the diagnostics, mm-hmm. you know, we're able to test specifically what homeopathy, you know, homeopathic would help.
Correct.
Or herbal would help. Correct.
Absolutely.
There's no guesswork.
Right. And then, of course, we recheck right away. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things is we expect very quick results. Most of the time that we have a child come in with an ear infection, before they leave that day, that ear pain is gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And why is that?
Just because we hit them with the homeopathics, which makes very quick results. Mm-hmm. We make sure that the tissue around there through chiropractic adjustment, massage, is all cleared up. And then we also use some diathermy on there, and it opens up the lymph system, drains the ear canal.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
eustachian tubes open up. We get a full drainage in there. And all that pressure in the ear is gone before that child actually leaves here, which, you know, parents are just like, oh, thank you.
So are we. They leave as happy campers.
Yes.
Can vitamin and minerals be helpful to fight infection?
Very definitely. There is so much research on that. It probably would fill the Pentagon. With all the research on how vitamins and minerals can help with infection. Zinc's very important, vitamin C. Matter of fact, oftentimes when we do give antibiotics, not only do we give the antibiotic, but we also give some different types of vitamins and minerals that go along with it. If you just give vitamin C with an antibiotic, the antibiotic becomes 50% more effective.
Mm-hmm.
So not only, you know, in other words, we're looking at a total type of a care package.
Right.
You know, we provide both the structure function care and that disease care with a bacterial infection. Of course, we refer out if anything's, you know, more severe. We do refer out to infectious disease doctors or ear, nose, and throat doctors. And we make sure that the patient has the total available care that is best for the patient.
Mm-hmm. Not just one option.
No, we're not looking at one option. We believe, you know, very strongly in finding out and utilizing the latest and the best of everything that's available.
Let's talk about chiropractic care. You know, how can that help immunity?
If you're one, of course, it helps with the nervous system, and the nervous system is one of the major types of controlling aspects of how our system works. Mm-hmm. So many people can, so many of the people at this point come in and say, I think I need an adjustment. I'm feeling kind of, I got sick.
Right.
So something's wrong. And because they've been able to tell from the chiropractic adjustments how much less they get infections,
mm-hmm.
and how that's correlated. I had one patient sit there and said, I have to say, since I started here, not only is my neck and back problem all gone, my sciatica, but I always get sick this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten sick at all, and my entire family has.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, get them in.
Right. Yeah, that's what they were saying. I'm trying to get them in. Chiropractic, again, is another tool in our belt, and has a huge effect on how the body works, not just the nervous system, but the lymphatic system. Structure and function go right hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
I'm thinking of a cancer patient we have right now who's getting chemo, and she said, getting the chiropractic care here and chiropractic adjustments and acupuncture and the auricular therapy. And she said, I don't feel sick at all.
Right.
I don't feel like I have cancer.
Sure. She was saying, she just felt awful. And she had made an appointment to come up and get treated. And she says, this is her first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should just cancel. I feel horrible. It's just not worth it. I got to drive all the way up there. It's an hour away, but, I made the appointment. I'll just do it. She said on the way back, she just was singing. She had the radio on. She says, oh, that was so worth it. I can't believe it, how much better I feel. And she says, I'm just so glad that I took that step. And research, they've done several research on cancer patients, and they found that 85% of cancer patients' complaints, discomforts, all those types of things are taken care of if they're doing chiropractic and acupuncture at the same time.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, so you talked about acupuncture, massage, other modalities. How do they help with immunity?
And again, you can get so many types of benefits. One, the acupuncture has been proven to cause anti-inflammatory effects. It releases natural opiates. It actually also releases oxytocin, which actually is your feel-good hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And, your whole mood elevates with acupuncture, your inflammation. So all those different types of things start to occur. And there's a whole lot more activity in the white blood cells if you're happy and
you know it.
Clap
your hands.
That's right.
So an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. Have you heard that? What lifestyle changes can help with our immunity?
There are so many different types of things. There's diet, there's exercise, there's stress. Also getting, making sure that you get all the proper diagnostics done. Just looking at the whole body and how much sleep you get. It's a very interesting story along those lines is I went to a conference where they were doing live cell analysis, and everybody was tired and hadn't eaten well and grumpy. And
you were students at the time, right?
Yeah. And so what they did is they drew our blood, and then actually for each person they drew some blood, mm-hmm. and then put it on the screen for us to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a few people that actually had some infections going on too.
Wow.
And we were watching the white blood cell movement on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually see them attacking the infections.
That'd be so cool.
It was very, very, very neat. And it was pretty pitiful. Because those white blood cells looked like they did.
Their little faces?
Yeah, they were trying to go around and catch them, and there was nothing happening. In other words, they were getting their butt kicked.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they, one, gave us like a vitamin drink,
mm-hmm.
where we took vitamin C, B vitamins, and all those types of things, drank it. We watched a short little clip that made us all laugh.
Three Stooges or something?
Yeah, it was yeah, actually it was a short Three Stooges thing. And then they drew her blood again and then put it on the screen, and the ones that were having the most problems, they actually showed the difference, and it was remarkable.
Wow.
You know, it was just like, oh, there's a bacteria, and boom.
Ooh.
All of a sudden you saw a white blood cell. I mean, you know, where that white blood cell was chasing it, and, you know, the thing was doing circles around it. This time it went after it, and it was just like, boom, it killed it.
If we could each see our blood on a big screen.
I know.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then you can actually see. Yeah, you can see the difference.
Wow. Yeah.
With,
we could really
with
see
two
our
things,
blood
you know,
chemistry.
Just hitting the vitamins and minerals. And then just laughing a little bit, and there was just such a correlation between, you know, so if you're looking at somebody and they look like, you know what, probably their immune system looks the same way.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue the series on the myth of antibiotics.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem, too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw, and their I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no, oh my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about the myth of antibiotics. And Dr. Prather, you gave a statistic that I'm still wrapping my head around, and that was that 833, now this was back in 2010, right. 833 antibiotics were written for every 1,000 people.
Correct. That's how many antibiotic prescriptions were written.
Wow,
you know,
in
that
1 year.
Yeah,
okay.
That were filled. So for out of 1,000 people, there was 833 antibiotics written for
okay.
them.
And that's where this overuse?
Overuse is coming from, yes.
Okay. So we were talking about, in the last segment, alternatives to antibiotics. And we want to make sure antibiotics...
Love antibiotics.
Right. They're...
I mean, you know, my whole thing is that antibiotics are a precious resource.
Uh-huh.
And we are not only damaging people by overuse of antibiotics because we're injuring their immune system and causing other different types of problems when they don't need it, but also we are injuring the effectiveness of the antibiotics themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics are something that is a lifesaver,
mm-hmm.
and if we're not careful, we aren't going to have them.
Wow. You called them a resource. I mean...
It is. It is a resource, a precious resource
uh-huh.
that we need to respect, that we need to utilize correctly. And if you don't use a resource correctly, you will lose it.
Okay. All right. Well, we were talking about the different alternatives to build the immune system up. I mean, that's what's important. And we talked about homeopathic medicine, herbal, vitamins and minerals, chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage. And by the way, congratulations. We just found out today you received the acupuncture again.
Acupuncturist of the Year award, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very pleased. The patients vote on that. And I thank all my patients for their support.
Yes.
And really appreciate that designation.
Okay. So let's talk about the role and importance of diet and exercise that, you know, play in the role of immunity.
Sure. Diet plays a huge role. You know, if you don't have a proper diet, you don't have the proper nutrients, your immune system isn't going to work correctly.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different types of factors that can improve immune function. There's B vitamins, vitamin C. Zinc is absolutely huge. That's one of the very common types of deficiencies that occur. So nutrients are very important. So having a well-balanced diet, if you take in too much sugar and white bread, if you have empty calories,
mm-hmm.
then you still need the same amount of vitamins and minerals to be able to process them.
Right.
So you deplete your stores if you take too much sugar mm-hmm. and simple carbohydrates into your system without the nutrient backup to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really have quite a few problems. Kids get sick more often right after Halloween and Christmas because they take in too much sugar
mm-hmm.
and it depletes their nutrient supplies, and that causes the immune system not to work up to par.
What about stress? What role does stress play?
Stress plays a very big role. If you are stressed, it's well proven that your immune system just isn't working up to par.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the hormones, it affects the endocrine system. All those things are just a very big type of issue. If you're not getting enough sleep,
mm-hmm.
You're more susceptible. So I always tell people, you know, because I can tell when people are stressed.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain muscles that go into spasm. There's certain things that occur.
Do they deny it? No, I'm not stressed.
Well, I always say, now I'm writing you a prescription. No more stress.
That'd be a really good prescription. I'd use that prescription. Where do we take that one?
Yeah,
the church?
Right to the bank.
So what annual diagnostics should be done to evaluate the body's immune system?
Well, good thorough blood tests should be done. That really evaluates how the immune system is doing. Also, the other different types of organ systems that could affect that. That gives a very good clear picture. Every insurance company says, you know, I really want the patients to get an annual thorough blood test.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people that this is something that everybody wants you done, you know, to have you done, even the people who are paying for it. You know, because it does. It prevents so many different types of problems. You can pick up on so much along those lines. The other thing that we like to do is tissue minerals. Best way to do that is through the hair analysis. Great way to pick up if you have certain deficiencies that can affect the immune system. Great way to check especially on the zinc levels. So hair analysis is another way. It also checks up heavy metals. And then one of the big things is that they found that through the new research that they're doing from the National Institute of Health on the gut, just what a critical role gut health plays towards the immune system. So getting an annual stool sample and kit and checking on that. So, you know,
that looking sounds like fun.
Yeah. But it does. It you can get a tremendous amount of excellent information off of that. And I can spit that out. You can get a tremendous amount of information. And most of the time when we do find on the blood test that someone has a weakened immune system, we always make sure that they also have a hair analysis and a GI.
Well, let's talk about the gut, because some of the side effects of an antibiotic, right, is destroying some of the good bacteria in your gut, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, do you recommend if someone goes on antibiotics, probiotics?
Yes. Okay. We really do. It's something that we start right away, even when they are, you know, a lot of people wait until afterwards, but we find really it's best to start right away and then continue them afterwards.
While they're on the antibiotic.
While they're on the antibiotic and then afterwards to make sure that the gut flora gets back up to par. People, very few people that we do GIs on actually
Our stool kit.
Normal gut flora.
Few people, you said.
Very few. Very few actually have healthy guts.
Well, let's talk about the antibiotics and what we eat.
Yes. That's a huge factor. And I personally have not ever taken an antibiotic my entire life.
Our kids never have either.
And neither have our kids. And but that doesn't mean that you're not exposed to it. We also get a lot of, a lot of antibiotics through our meat. Because the, you know, one of the big things on the push from the Center for Disease Control that plays a very big role is the antibiotics used in farming. And that antibiotic actually does transfer to you. So you're, everybody's getting large amounts of antibiotics even without taking an antibiotic.
Right. Well, I want to make sure we have enough time for the vision for the future.
Okay.
You know, since, you know, this is considered by the CDC as a crisis, the overuse of antibiotics, correct?
Yes.
So are we headed in the right direction, you know, in our healthcare system?
There are some moves that are, you know, trying to head along those lines. Some of the things is that the Affordable Health Care Act, whether you like it or not, is requiring that there's an integration and that the what we consider structure function care becomes a part of the healthcare system. Matter of fact, there's a very strong push to make it as the requirement for primary care. The only problem is we don't have enough structure function care doctors to actually
that are getting trained
and that are meeting the
needs. Schools need to
we really need to move in that direction very very strongly to meet that need because we do see a balance between structure function and disease care. We need both, and the primary care physician really should be along the lines of a structure function office. Then the specialist works out best in the disease care model. And because it, you know, it's very difficult to understand all the pharmaceuticals and all the different types of effects on that. So it's we've got a good system if we can just combine it, get everybody on board, and then also educate the public to actually be seeking those types of care. So there's a very positive movement. People are wanting it. The desire is there, but we do have a problem. Our drug use is actually increasing instead of decreasing. And the antibiotic use is actually increasing, not decreasing. So we have a dichotomy on this. You know, we see the need to move in a different direction, but the numbers really aren't coming about. I mean, you know, this has been going on since 2003, that the CDC has been trying to cut down on the number of antibiotics actually prescribed.
And it's not working.
And it's going up instead of down. So, you know, it's something that the doctors really need to get on board. Patients need to get on board. That's one of the reasons that I saw a need to talk about this. And we need to get smart with our use of pharmaceuticals. And one of the things that I find rather disturbing, one of the biggest things that we should do, is actually stop drug advertising on TV.
Good luck with that.
That is we're the only country that allows that. So that would be one of the biggest steps.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.